no sense.
But sir, we're still on our old planet!
Silence! Twist those knobs! Twist those knobs! You, pull some levers! Pull some levers!
Carmen, today is El Guapo's birthday, and tonight you ought to be El Guapo's woman.
I would sooner die.
Let me prepare you for the way El Guapo makes love. Tell me, Carmen, do you know what foreplay is?
No.
Good. Neither does El Guapo.
Put your little hands on the wheel. Ah, that's it. Now you have it. Now the feet on the rudder. You got it? There you go. Feet on the rudder. That's nuts. Who says this boy can't fly this old plane? There you go. Now I'm going to make a old-fashioned, the old-fashioned way, the way dear old Dad used to.
Well, something happens.
What can happen to an old-fashioned, all right?
End of the road, boys.
Now, wait a minute.
It's had its twists and turns.
Wait a minute, now?
Now it deposits you here.
But wait a minute.
You have eluded fate, and you have eluded me for the last time. Tie their hands, boys.
You can't do this now.
Didn't know you'd be bringing a friend. He'll just have to wait his turn. Share one of your brains.
You can't do this. We just got pardoned by the governor himself.
It went out on the radio.
Is that right? Well, we ain't got a radio.
Is it just me, or do weeks just not last as long as they used to? Look at your calendar. It is once again time for another episode of this stupid damn show. Awesome casting semi-live from Studio D Chevalier, somewhere between Colorado Springs and Fountain. It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. And with us for your auditory displeasure is the Jew Wario, Justin Carmichael, Red Rum Radio's own Jason Ozant, Heather Knight from Matt and Spam, and the host of the show, ready to take you straight to podcast hell, it's Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, and fuck you, computer, because we've already done this once, and it didn't record it. And so this is a great lead-in to the show's topic. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com.
Severely cheesed off.
Slightly. Technology is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Oh, look, my boy's up from his nap. I'm sure I woke him up by yelling. Jason Ozant from Red Rum Radio, the newly sober Jason Ozant, joins
What's
us.
What's up, peeps?
My sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Hello.
And the Jew Wario himself, he of the god-awful hat and the pink Converse, Justin Carmichael. How are you anyway?
Doing great.
Good.
Not pissed off yet, but...
Not pissed off yet.
I'm getting there.
What if I make fun of your hat some more? And I'm just quoting a friend. I mean, I stuck up for you. I said he always wears the god-awful hat. It's his thing.
It's a good hat.
It's a great hat. It's handmade, right?
It's handmade.
I mean, you had to go to the trouble of making your own Wario hat. You didn't hand make the shoes, though. I know that.
No. Those were on sale because I'm Scottish and Jewish, which makes me twice as bad.
I was about to say, this is like, so this is cultural, the pink Converse, or is it just something that...
No.
Getting them on sale.
It's a Scottish tradition.
I get, that's right. Get the worth of your money. And I get it now. I'm not going to make fun of the Jews since you're here.
Because everybody knows you got to sport the pink cons with the kilt, you know?
That's right. You know, I took him golfing once and he wore a kilt. He wore a kilt and then he decided afterward that golf wasn't his thing. I think I offended him. I'm not sure.
Oh. No. It's just not my thing. Yet you stand awkwardly to make it go straight. And I just don't like standing... That weird.
And it's a shame you can't see him doing his...
He's wearing a kilt and he's worried about the stance.
I know, right? But of course, I've also gone to see him at the pub quiz before and he's wearing his kilt. He's wearing a Scottish kilt in an Irish pub. Which...
Yeah.
Now, really, are you just trying to pick a fight? Is that it?
That's doing it right, laddie.
That's right. I say that's
you know me in fights. I know.
You just back away.
I'd back away.
You'd try to talk them out of it.
Yeah, I'd say no. Hey, now listen. Now, why don't we sit down and... Here, I'll buy you a beer.
I'll give you my pink Converse.
This is my song, folks.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but the topic for today's show, which was brought up by Jason, was what pisses you off? And God, so many things piss people off, piss me off, piss you off. I mean, we're a pissed off society. And there was a show that I did on this little internet radio station up in Woodland Park called Tellercast.com. It's called The Big Program. And the second segment of the show was always What Chaps Your Ass. And that was a phrase that was come up with by AJ, who was my co-host. And he was an angry little man. And he often had things that chapped his ass, and literally and figuratively. But that was... just
wow, there's a visual.
I know. Well, hey, I'm gonna stick that in your head and then you get to go home with mm-hmm. it. But no, there's just so many things like spelling and grammar, and I know we've already gone over this, so you're all looking at me like, dude, we've done this, but it didn't record, so just
it's recording just, now, right?
It is recording now. I've verified that. But yeah, when I see misspellings, it kills me. And like I was saying, and I'll try to act surprised when I say this, watching the Food Network, watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I hate Guy Fieri. Love the show because I like where he goes. But an advertisement for Guy Fieri knives comes up on the bottom of the screen, and then it cycles through. And on the last frame of this little ad, his name is misspelled. His name, Guy Fieri, on Guy Fieri's show for Guy Fieri Knives, it's fucking misspelled.
Just
really?
A slight oversight.
Really?
Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the rules?
There's no excuse for that.
There's none. None at all. And I fear, unfortunately, as a society, we are denigrating into this generation that thinks that spelling and grammar is just completely unimportant.
Oh, nobody knows how to spell anything anymore because everybody's texting shorthand.
OMG, LOL. Seriously, I would let you go through my phone and you could see the text that I send in with punctuation and I spell everything out. Because why? Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not the normal one. But then you get like all this LOL, THX. It's like, fuck, it's spell.
I use up
you,
my characters
the letters U
so
and R.
Fast.
The letters U and R are not a substitute for your. I'm sorry. Stop it. Just.
I have a great story about
it.
You and your and.
Please,
your.
please to share with the kids.
Okay, so I was up in Denver on Tuesday, driving home, and I passed this pickup truck, and on the back window and on the tailgate, it's painted "Show me your tits," but your. It's spelled YOU'RE. And Christina and I were having
Show me you are tits.
You are tits. And well, so as we drive by him, we're both looking at him like,
I would
and
gladly.
I said, you know, he's thinking, yeah. Oh, they're offended because I want to see their tits. It's like, I no, would, we're offended by your bad yeah. spelling.
I would have gladly showed you my tits, but I can't because of your atrocious grammar.
Exactly. Yeah.
The Kentucky Fried Movie. There was a scene in there where this sexy woman walks up to this kind of nerdy looking guy and she saunters over to him and she says, "Show me your nuts." And he immediately goes, "Hi there, how's it going? Hey." And just starts going,
yeah.
Apostrophe
R-E. Yeah, and now one of the Facebook group that I recently joined. I would love to join your group, but I can't because of your atrocious grammar. The one that springs to mind is the one that's been going around. Why do we test on animals when pedophiles are in prison? Mm. Pedophiles spelled wrong.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry. Oh, I don't even think that that's the most clever thing I've ever heard. But then you go and you spell it wrong. It makes me want to track you down and kill you. It makes me want to track you down and just shoot you right in the fucking head 16 times because I've got a Glock that's got a 16 shot clip. And then, just to make sure, I'm going to keep pulling the goddamn trigger.
There's a Facebook group called Punctuation Saves Lives. Let's Eat Grandma or let's Eat Grandma.
Yeah, I'm a member of that as well. That. Yeah, that one is that because it incorporates humor.
Yes.
And incorporating humor is a great way to get people to join. It's just like my Facebook group. If you haven't joined, you should. Let's find 1 million people that will send me a dollar.
I like that.
I'm a member.
Yeah.
I have
gotten
no
yet?
Dollars.
Yeah. Oh,
speak.
You are?
I'm going to send. No, I didn't join that one.
You didn't join, but you'll give me the dollar.
Look, he's pulling out his wallet.
So, Jason, what pisses you off to no end?
Okay. This is one of those ones that I think is probably pretty minor,
just
but it is something that gets under my skin.
First dollar, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll give you a dollar before I leave. My purse is in the living room.
I don't have to dance for it, do I?
I don't know, maybe.
God.
To me, what I'm about to say is the pinnacle of pure laziness.
All right.
Everybody gets pissed off when somebody's goddamn shopping cart. Oh. Is this mood music here?
Well, he just handed me a dollar. I owe him a dance.
Oh. Well, do it.
No. Okay, so shopping carts.
Yeah. And you get pissed when somebody's shopping cart slams into the side of your car, scratches it all up, right?
Yeah.
So who are these lazy bastards that can't walk their goddamn shopping cart to the cart corral?
I know. All over the fucking place in Walmart, right? Uh-huh. Jesus Christ.
But why, is it that hard? Especially in Walmart, they are strategically placed so that you are never more than 50 feet away from one of these things.
It's true.
But your lazy ass can't walk the cart over there? And I got to deal with it. Anyway.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to be a hero, but, you know, I often find myself walking two and three carts over just because they're blocking freaking parking and there's, you know, it's too goddamn busy.
Yes. That baffles me. That gets under my skin when I see that happen.
Well, and it really is self-preservation because I don't want somebody thinking that I left it there and then they ram it into my car. Yeah. I mean, that's just how it is. That's one of those, that's a very close to a pop the glove box offense. And today I popped the glove box today.
No, yes. You lied.
I didn't pull the gun out, but I popped the glove box because there was this guy driving like he was drunk behind me and I thought he was trying to kill me. So I just popped the glove box just in case. But it didn't follow me to my final destination, so I was able to close the glove box.
Wow.
Yeah. So not quite poppable on the carts thing, but I'm with you. That just bothers
me. It's just one of many.
Yeah, so we'll come back to you since you're obviously so full of the hate.
I'm full of rage, goddammit.
Heather,
yes.
Now and you're somewhat crazy. No. You've got bad DNA just like I do, and so you do
I'm adopted, things. Remember?
No, in this case, you are blood. things piss you off.
They do, yes.
What pisses you off?
You know what will just set me off is when I go into like a fast food place and you go up to order and they just stare at you. They don't say hi or how are you?
Yeah.
What can I get for you? They just stare at you.
Yes.
And I'll find myself going, are you ready? And then they're like, ugh. And then one girl actually like gave me all kinds of attitude because it was like, are you ready for my order? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And so then it just like denigrated from there. And dad was all pissed off and embarrassed because I was yelling at this girl. But that drives me up the wall.
Well, customer service seems like apparently an antiquated concept because, and I hate being ignored. I am there to spend money at your establishment. Now, granted, it might not go straight into your pocket, Mr. Counter Clown, but you do have a job to do. Maybe you should try to do
counter
it.
Counter Clown.
Exactly.
Chick-fil-A, some of the best service I've ever had.
The best customer service.
Yep.
Ooh, what?
Holy
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, most aggressive customer service, Gates Barbecue in Kansas City. If you walk in and they're already yelling, what you want? What you want? It's like, look at the menu, please.
It can be overdone, though.
It can be.
Been at a restaurant where like every 5 minutes you're trying to chew your food and the waitress comes by, can I get you anything? Everything okay? Can I get you anything? We're fine.
The last time we ate at Red Robin.
Really?
Granted, there weren't too many people there.
Which one?
It would be the one over by Southgate.
Okay.
We hadn't even looked at the menus yet. Do you know what you want to order? We haven't looked at the menus. Well, can I get you drinks? Fine, I'll take a diet soda. But then she comes back with the drinks literally like 5 seconds later. Do you know what you want to order yet? I have not looked at the menu yet. And it's like no other customers, but she's just standing over like a hawk, like, gotta look at the menu soon. God, yeah.
Maybe she was all excited to bring you. I don't think so
because she didn't have a shadow.
Tapping her pad.
God, no. She wanted us to get our shit together and order because she used them. Yeah, but no, it can be overdone. You're right.
Meth is a wonderful drug.
It seems that. I didn't notice any scabs, though. Have you seen those billboards for meth that show like the scabs?
Oh, yeah.
Those are convincing. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, that's convincing. So, Justin.
Yeah.
I know you're the nicest guy anybody would ever meet. Third nicest guy in the world.
Go back to the hammer.
The hammer thing. You did tell the wonderful hammer story. It's stop hammer time, but what pisses you off?
And
you know what pisses me off is when I ask somebody a question and then nothing comes out.
I had one in my head and you went off on other tangents. I was like, yes, yes, that bugs me too. And I completely forgot it. Turn signals.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Oh, my God. It's 1 inch away from, what was that movie? The Shoot 'em Up.
Yes, have you yes, ever seen this movie? Yes. Oh my God.
I was yelling at the screen when he made the comment, it's 1 inch away from your finger. Have you ever seen Shoot 'em Up?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
That's a fun movie.
But I still understand very the quick concept of one yes inch away from your finger.
So here's this killer. He's just like the best shooter in the world type of thing. Driving a stolen car, and this guy cuts him off. Not only does he cut him off, he doesn't use his turn signal. So he gets pissed and just starts going on a rant. You know what I hate? When people don't use their turn signals. Joe Blow, they're being chased, and he's getting mad at a guy who didn't use his turn signal. So he drives right beside him and pulls a gun and shoots. And it's like, wow, I wish I had the ballsy balls to do that. You know?
Have you ever wished that you had machine guns mounted on the front grille of your vehicle?
Yes.
All the time.
All the goddamn time.
There was a game that we used to play in high school called Mortars Car Wars. And for a very long time, I had the sticker "Drive Offensively" stuck on my... you know, it's because they always say drive
defensively. Right. Drive. Yeah, I'm more of an offensive driver myself.
And when I moved to Florida, my then roommate said, "Hey, Justin, what can we do to tweak out your car?" What? I'm driving a POS. Why do you want to tweak it? Oh, because we can do it, and we can get to do this, and okay, whatever. Let's have a turret. Ooh, you want it to move and stuff? So we were going to mount a turret onto my car that would swivel. And, oh, yeah, that would have been cool. But no. Yeah, when people don't use their turn signals. And then they...
It's getting to be more and more prevalent.
Or when they keep
it on. Oh,
yeah,
driving 30 miles, bling, bling.
That's bad. I've done that before, too.
Yeah, but that's when you just look at it and say, oh, poor old person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you know, you're sitting there, you're waiting to make your turn or cross an intersection. Here comes mm-hmm. a car. Here comes a car. You're waiting, and they're coming, and they're coming. Never turn on that turn signal, and poof, they turn.
Oh, I hate that.
You could have gone the whole time.
There's an intersection. There's an intersection at 8th Street and Moreno here in the Springs. And there's a straight lane, but so few people use it. And yet nobody seems to feel the need to turn on their turn signal. So I think everybody's going straight, and then they turn, and I'm screaming at them, and they're looking at me like I'm the asshole. No, right. Asshole! You just wasted 5 seconds of my day. If you really want to break it down, you owe me money. That's just the way I see it.
It's our time, man.
It is.
It's the 21st century. Every minute is money.
It is. It's complete money. And you know what? When somebody wastes my time, I could have gotten home 3 seconds faster.
Yeah.
Come on. That's not narcissistic at all.
I just get pissed off that they just don't care enough to follow the rules.
Sure. That's what it seems to be. It's this general lack.
Pass me on the right. You go right ahead. But you use your goddamn turn signal when yeah. you do it.
Well, it does seem to be just a general lack of courtesy that is prevalent in today's society. Cares. You know, it's all very self-centered. It's very narcissistic. It's like, yeah, I matter, you don't.
Yeah.
And that's the general attitude that somebody who doesn't use their turn signals gives to me. That's what I see in them. It's like, yeah, you don't matter enough to me for me to take the time to flip on my stupid signal. Really? Well... Someday I'm going to snap. That's all there is to it.
That glove box is going to open. And
No, I would probably use just my ham hocks before I used a gun. But it's the principle of the thing.
Keep right. a hand or a hammer underneath your driver's seat.
Well, I've got baseball bats in the back of my car.
Well, there you go.
And I always got hockey sticks. I mean, you know, I have my choice of weapons, believe me.
But see, with a hammer, if they try and reach in through your open window or something, you've got enough movement where you can...
I like the fact that you are now selling the virtues of hammer as a road rage melee weapon.
Hammer time!
Yeah, all right. It's a shame I don't have that in here.
It's hammer time. Everybody wake up.
I think it's for you.
Oh?
Shit.
Hello?
Hello?
You know what I hate?
What do you hate?
Baby, I hate when you get so drunk that you don't remember what you did the night before.
Yes,
this,
I know.
This is just a reminder. I gotta go put the dog out.
Okay.
And I don't mean outside.
Sweetie? Where are you keeping your underwear these days?
Out in the fucking tree, Jason. I don't know why I have to remind you. You know what? Those came from Fredericks of Hollywood, another ruined. So I hope you like it when I wear the granny panties. I gotta go put the dog out. Okay, say goodbye.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Okay, thanks, bye. Okay, bye.
Oh, I forgot to do that.
Wait, wait.
Love you, bye-bye.
Wait, I forgot to do that.
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Okay. Bye bye. Wait. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Love you, okay, bye.
And people who talk in leet speak. That's been driving me nuts. I've got.
Well, baby talk. Baby talk pisses me off. A. Oh, girls who baby talk. I mean, I know that the character Felicia does the baby talk, but in real life, wouldn't that just get on your goddamn nerves?
Oh, God, yeah.
We can't spend too much time with my mother-in-law.
Oh, is she a because is your mother-in-law's elite speaker?
Because she always talks like this to you.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Oh.
She talks like this.
I would kill her.
Very, oh.
I would stab her in the eye with a pencil.
I watch my wife, and I know my mother-in-law will never be listening to this, so I can say, and I love her. Love her to death, but
love
oh,
you, but
my
you talk.
God. Jennifer
crazy.
Looks like she's about ready to stab a woman. Oh, keep smoking. But yeah, elite speaker.
Right.
Lead speak. When did this become acceptable?
Well, why don't you give us some hard examples?
Well, the very obvious. I can has cheeseburger grew out to be I right. can has whatever,
mm-hmm. And it's so kind of fun every now and then.
It's cute. It's funny, but
we can has podcast
doing it. Oh, Jesus Christ! Yes. Want to stab someone.
It's, yeah.
But it's like that, you know, just using it all the time.
Yeah, all the time is too
once
much.
Twice. Okay,
once in a while,
done.
In an ironic fashion, it's fine.
Yes.
You know, and that's the thing. If you use it in an ironic fashion, I will let it slide.
When
you but if you think it's the best thing ever, yeah, you probably need a kick in the nuts. I'm just saying. Just spitballing here. Mm-hmm. But so I'm kind of on your side there.
Good.
Yeah. You can has support. What else pisses you off? I mean, you know, you're, believe me, leaking hate. You leave puddles of hate wherever you go.
It oozes.
It does. Oozes from your pores.
Yeah,
what does
that's
hate
what everybody
smell
smells
like?
On me, not the
it's
liquor,
the
but the hate.
That's me.
Yeah.
If you smell liquor, that's me.
You know what I really hate? And I know it's just, it's nitpicky.
You know what pisses me off?
When people take sports teams' names and they change them to be derogatory.
Oh, like the Donkos.
Well, the Donkeys. I mean, just... Overall, that pisses me off. But no. I have this friend on Facebook who does that to everybody. Everybody.
Really? Is he really a friend?
Utah Jazz? Oh my God, that drives me insane. No, he's not a friend. But he's a Facebook friend. He was my stalker on the radio station.
Utah? Jesse?
No, Mark.
Jesse?
No, not Jesse.
Oh man. Okay, remember the voice you gave the Chihuahua?
That's
you are
Jesse
going
called.
To do a conversation with her, and you are going to request... My Love by Petunia Clark.
By Petunia Clark?
You have to. Go. Wait. Hold on. Hold on.
Hi, Oldies 92.9.
Hello. I would like to request Petunia, a Love by Petunia Clark.
I'll see what I can do.
Are you sure? Because I have called several times already, and you now play it, and I want you to play it. So please play, okay?
I will do what I can for you, Jesse.
What do you think of her voice, Jesse?
He's very sexy. He's very soft and lovable. And
my love is warmer than the warmest
like
sunshine, softer than a sigh. My love is deeper than...
I have to go now.
Kiss her deeply on the lips.
This guy sent her a glamour shot, but... He was in a sombrero with two bandoliers.
Dude, he was Pancho Villa.
Yeah, it was.
Swear to God, it was Pancho Villa.
He lived in La Junta, Colorado.
La Junta,
Colorado.
That's how you pronounce it. It's La Junta.
He used to call. I mean, he used to call her because he loved.
Junta,
he loved her voice.
Flowers.
But he would call me up too. He would call me up too, and he would always. He wouldn't always request "My Love" by Petunia Clark. He once requested Sergeant Pecker, Lonely Heart, Clark Barr. I swear to God, this guy would just, he'd say, yo, I'm in the garage with my friends working on cars. And I'm thinking, hey, you don't have any friends, but I'll humor you. And we would really love to hear a song. So, you know, we'll see what we can do. Yeah. First real legitimate stalker that you ever had.
Yeah.
How did he get your address, though? Or did he send it to the radio station?
He sent it to the radio station. Yeah. Nobody ever had the home address.
No. But no, not that it wasn't in the phone book.
No,
or
this
anything.
Guy is the other guy that we met at karaoke because he was unhappy in his marriage and he spent all the time in his basement listening to my show.
Well, that's not good.
Was he the big guy with the beard? That's not good. No.
He looks like Paul McCartney, but not in a good way.
Is there a good way to look like Paul McCartney?
Yes.
You mean like the young Paul McCartney or the old Paul McCartney? Ebony.
Now he looks like the old ivory.
Maybe here, try this. Slump down in the chair a little bit so your voice. So yeah, there you go.
That was uncomfortable.
That's better. Well,
all right.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather hear you than you be comfortable.
Maybe you didn't go to that one. Maybe it was Troy and Scotty that went with me to meet this dude. But he found me on
Facebook. Actually, I'm sure I would have gone because if you were meeting some crazy guy, I was going to be there with you.
Probably, but we only
I think
met
I remember. Yeah. No, I do remember. I remember.
We were at the bar across from the radio station in the hotel where they had the karaoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's him, and he does it all the freaking time. I mean, and it's not...
Dump his ass. Drop his ass.
Did you ever see the South Park about Facebook and that one little guy didn't have any friends and Kyle dumped him and
but I guarantee
spun
you.
Out of control?
Well, so you figure that's going to happen to him?
I don't know.
I'm going to be doing some weeding out of my friends. Soon, I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. Who?
I don't know. You want me to pull it up and find it?
Am I going to be a friend?
On the podcast,
still?
Do some axing.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Live axing off of Facebook. There you go.
Gone.
You know what pisses me off is
this guy pisses me off.
You know what pisses me off is when your friend count like lowers and you're like, oh, who was it? I mean,
Do you take it personally?
I do.
I do.
I mean, I've got 300 and some odd, so it's like it's hard to sift through and figure it out.
Now, see.
But everybody's on there for a reason, and what have I done? I would never make anybody mad.
Do you know who deleted me, and I have no idea why? Was Pat Angelo's wife.
Maybe. Really?
Yeah.
Maybe she just thought you were the other Heather.
Did she not like the other Heather?
Well, no. She's like, oh, you're the wrong Heather, and now you're gone.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, it might be, that she thought that you were somebody else. I've done that a couple of times because a lot of people don't put their faces on Facebook.
Yes.
They put a picture.
Yeah. That's another thing that pisses me off. You know, show me who you are. I mean, because I don't remember everything, for Christ's sake.
If you don't have a picture on there, I don't usually accept you as a friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody,
over generous with that.
In my opinion, somebody has to be at least adept enough to put up a freaking picture and a status.
Well, I wouldn't take anybody that doesn't have a picture, but I've taken friends in or people who sent me a friend request. And I'm like, I don't know who you are, but just in case I know you from somewhere.
But you also own the, giant flamethrower that is redrumradio.com. Ergo, you will get requests from people that you don't legitimately know in meat space.
Yeah.
So.
True.
Speaking of which, this little show will have its own Facebook page eventually.
Ooh, this is awesome.
Cool.
I know. So.
Well, and I will link to this on my juario.blogspot.com and on my Facebook as well.
Yeah, all the exposure we can get. Maybe people who are like all geeky and stuff will like it. Just because you're here.
Just because I'm here.
Oh, yeah, your ratings could just go through the roof.
Go through the roof.
We've got Justin.
And you know what pisses me off is people that say roof instead of roof.
Did I say roof?
You said roof. Where are you from?
Whitefield!
God, so am I.
Came from Whitefield.
The roof is on fire. Yeah, thanks. Jesus.
What, some dog is on fire?
Roof. The roof. Roof sounds weird.
Or wash.
Warsh.
Warsh.
My dad.
A warsh.
My dad's got a lot of Missouri hick in him. Warsh, crick.
Well.
Crick.
Crick.
Crick, that's my favorite.
Crick. Reckon. I reckon. I'm fixing to.
Pardonair.
Pardonair. Partner. If my dad calls you partner.
Oh, watch out.
I'll just say, fuck you. If my dad says partner, well, then you know it's on. He doesn't address anybody as partner unless he's fixing to kick their ass.
Ah.
So, little tips and tricks you learn after a few years when you're growing up with somebody. Did your dad ever do anything like that, or was he a real mild-mannered guy like you?
Mostly mild-mannered.
Yeah. Theo's answer, pretty much calm people.
Yeah. We don't cause no trouble.
Don't
bother nobody.
Yeah. Just stay in your little part of the hills.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. I reckon.
Yep. We apparently are related to people who are not only aggressive and stupid, but not even good at it. What is this gunfight that our relatives got in Texas?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about them. Yeah, they all got killed.
Wow. Some guy not using his turn.
That's some family reunion.
We come from great stock. Sadly.
Yeah, I don't remember the whole story now.
Was this the Littlefields?
Yes, it was the Littlefields. It was three brothers that got killed.
I went to school with a Sheila Littlefield, and it's odd now to think that we might be related.
Probably are.
God.
Well, there's two branches.
Yeah. Sat behind her in, I think, history class.
Oh, jeez. No, there's two branches. There was the Maryland branch and the Maine branch, and we're from the Maryland branch, not the Maine. Maine as in the state Maine.
Right.
Right, so.
So they went from Maryland to Texas to the grave.
Maryland to South Carolina to Texas.
To the grave.
Right.
Great. I'm glad that part of us just died off there. Wow. Maybe I should never pop the glove box because obviously failure runs in my blood.
You know, it was only three brothers. I mean, there was a whole slew of people that survived. You know, so just because three people got killed in a gunfight doesn't mean you would be any bad at shooting a gun.
Well, you know, and I'm not. I really am. In fact, that's something that I have to go out and do more of. I need to go out to Dragon Man's and just do some more shooting because now that the weather's finally warm. God, what the hell has been going on with this weather? It's like middle of freaking May.
That pisses me off.
That has pissed me off to no end. The wind, the snow, the rain. I can't go out and golf or hit baseballs or anything. What the fuck?
I like it. I do. I like this weather. I like it cold. I like it.
Does that piss you off?
No, I'm actually pretty okay.
Okay.
It makes me feel special that
you have your own little
just
song.
Me.
Yeah,
you do. You do
because of how I act.
Wow. So you like this weather?
I love it. Oh yeah. I could live in Seattle. I could live in Canada. No problem.
You think it rains all throughout Canada?
No, but in Seattle, you know, raining and cold and snowy, and I like it when it's rainy. I only like it when it rains.
Okay, then.
That was going through my head yesterday.
Wow, I don't even know what that was, but that made me feel kind of weird.
Garbage!
I'm only happy when it rains.
Sounds like garbage.
I knew that was coming.
It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. You have been listening to us just bitch and moan and piss and whatever. We're full of piss and vinegar. We've been bitching and moaning. I had to get that straight. So we're pissed off about stuff. Hopefully you were all pissed
grammar,
off.
Grammar, grammar.
Yeah, I know. And that pissed me off. I just pissed myself off, and now I hate myself.
Right.
This is Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. Jason Ozan from Red Rum Radio joined us.
Night, everybody.
My sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Goodbye.
And the Jewario himself, Justin Carmichael, was on the show.
Shalom, my peeps.
Fuck you, Montrose. We will be back again at a later date.